Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Basilisk Fly Studio Limited H2 FY25 Results Conference Call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Basilisk Fly Studio Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Balakrishnan, Managing Director and CEO, Mrs. Yogalakshmi, Whole-Time Director and President of Business Strategy, Mr. Gaurav Mehra, CFO, Ms. Swati Sharma, Company Secretary. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Balakrishnan. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Chandni. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Balakrishnan, Managing Director and CEO of Basilisk Fly Studio Limited. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome all of you to Basilisk Fly Studio's earning call for the year. On behalf of our leadership team and all of us at BBFS, thank you for joining us today and for your continued interest, confidence, and partnership in our journey. Basilisk Fly Studio began as a creative spark in Chennai and has since evolved into a global visual effects powerhouse with operations spanning not only within India, UK, Canada, and Europe as well. We are now delivering world-class digital storytelling across borders. What makes us unique is not just our scale, but our deep-rooted commitment to creativity, innovation, and collaboration, principles that have shaped everything that we have achieved this year. And truly, FY25 has been a transformational year for us. We have seen immense growth not just in size, but in ambition, in capability, and in our creative reach as well. We have worked on some of the most exciting content across feature films, OTT platforms, and high-impact commercial projects. Our global team of more than 800 passionate artists delivered thousands of shots with exceptional quality and speed. We welcomed new clients, deepened relationships with leading global studios, and also reaffirmed our position as a trusted creative partner across the VFX landscape. One of the most defining moments this year was the successful collaboration of One of Us Limited, an award-winning VFX studio based in London, known for its premium high-concept work on projects. This acquisition has given us access to deep creative firepower and also a decent team of over 350+ artists, along with a legacy of excellence and a prestigious client base. But more than that, it is a union of shared values where world-class artistry meets smart global execution. This partnership has amplified our ability to deliver large-scale, complex work across continents while optimizing for both quality and cost through our India-led production backbone. I see VFX industry that's rapidly evolving and full of promise. Despite short-term global headwinds, while recent global disruptions created temporary setbacks, the industry is now on a strong recovery path, supported by rising demand for high-quality visual content. As per EY report, industry is now poised for strong recovery, with projections indicating a 13% CAGR through 2027, reaching 147 billion rupees. India is firmly establishing itself as a global hub for VFX and animation outsourcing, much like it did in IT services. With over many hundred VFX studios, a growing pool of skilled talent, and government-backed incentives, we are increasingly leveraging advanced technologies like AI, VR, and cloud-based workflows into a system. Our global partnerships and diverse client base allow us to stay agile and ahead of trends as demand rises for immersive, culturally resonant, and digitally driven content worldwide. Global content is surging and Basilisk Fly is strategically positioned to capitalize. Today, as in, there are 296 film and TV productions ongoing worldwide, signaling continued momentum and demand across the content creation ecosystems. Notably, 72 of these productions are currently being filmed in the UK, underscoring the country's continued importance as a global production house. What's especially relevant to us is the growing number of high-budget projects. Across the globe, 34 productions are being currently made with budgets exceeding $100 million. Of these, 14 are being filmed in the UK and France, two markets where we have a direct and growing presence, especially through our acquisition of One Of Us and our expanding network in France. The number of films started principal photography in UK during the first quarter of 2025 was 37, with a production spend of £632 million. And this is nearly three times the £211 million that was reported for Q1 2024 production as per BFI reports. There were 15 inward investment films in production in Q1 2025 with a UK spend of £592 million, which is 94% of the total UK production spend on film. In total, there are 47 productions with budgets over $20 million currently underway in the UK and France alone. These are precisely the kind of projects that demand world-class VFX and scalable delivery capabilities that the CIFRA is uniquely positioned to offer through our integrated global production model. This reinforces the broader trend. The premium content pipeline is not only alive and well, it is accelerating, and our positioning allows us to be a key creative and executional partner in this evolving landscape. Looking ahead, we are entering an exciting chapter of strategic expansion and capability enhancement. Our roadmap is bold and global, with operational hubs now well established in Chennai, Pune, London, Vancouver, and Paris, and our global presence continues to deepen. Our sales pipeline has grown, and growth isn't just a reflection of opportunity in the market. It's the result of our consistent execution, trusted relationship, and the relentless drive to raise the bar in everything we do. We are also investing deeply in future-proofing our business through technology. At BFXI, we believe the next revolution in VFX lies at the intersection of creativity and technology. We have already embedded smart workflows powered by real-time cloud collaboration, modular infrastructure, and AI-driven tools that automate few tedious and repetitive tasks, accelerating rendering timelines and optimize resource allocation. Our artists are now empowered to focus more on the creative core of storytelling, while our systems handle the scale and speed that modern content demands. This tech-powered transformation is not just about efficiency, it is about unlocking new creative possibilities and delivering with precision, pace, and imagination. As part of our Vision 2026, we aim to become a fully integrated global VFX powerhouse, known not just for execution, but for leading the industry in innovation, storytelling excellence, and delivery at scale. We are building a studio that is as adaptive as it is ambitious, ready to shape the future of visual effects across every screen and every story. We are planning to set up an AI lab in collaboration with teams in the UK and India, leveraging exceptional cross-border talent. This initiative aligns with the recently concluded UK-India trade agreement, enabling us to benefit from R&D incentives while driving innovation in VFX and production technology. With that, I will now hand it over to our CFO, Mr. Gaurav Mehra, to walk you through the financial highlights of the year.
Thank you, Bala. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us today for our annual results call. Glad to connect with you all. It's my pleasure to share with you robust financial performance for the H2 and full year of the FY25, a year that marked a transformative phase in our growth journey. Before I jump into the number, I wanted to take your attention to what management updates shared in our Connect of Arihant Capital call conference in the forum named Bharat Connect Rising Star of the 2025 around the March end. Basically, management shared bumper surge in industry demand and also into the basic order book after the writer strike. We got unprecedented increase in our order book by 80 crore or 40% during the period of November 24 till January 2025, reaching our UK subsidiary order book to the level of 300 crore. We are happy to share that 50% or 165 crores of that order book has been delivered successfully on schedule by May end. 37% of it, or 110 crore, was accounted till March 25 financials. As we speak, our delivered order book has been refilled with new wins, and at the end of the May 2025, our UK subsidiary order book stand at 290 crore, including old and new wins all put together. This order book is scheduled for delivery, large part during the period of July to September 2025. Some parts will happen in the Q1 26. Some part to happen in the Q3 2026. Our April and May delivery is on the average run rate of 35 to 40 crore per month. Now let me start with full year consolidation financial first. Revenue updates. Happy to share that your company had outstanding growth of 3x in the consolidated revenue for FY2025, reaching to the level of 306 crore from the last year total revenue of 106 crore. Timely delivery of the one order book played major role to achieve these levels. We are thankful to our customers and investors for their confidence in the Basilic Fly and one of us. And Basilic management is committed to maintain consistency in delivering our services with quality and on schedule every time in the future as well. Moving on to the EBITDA updates. This robust pipeline and the packed delivery schedule help us to improve the resource utilization, leveraging the benefits of the scalability, growing the margins of the UK subsidiary, delivering console EBITDA growth of 20.1% YOY. We clocked EBITDA of 62.7 crore in FY25 versus 52.2 crore last year. PAT updates. Our PAT for FY25 stands at 45.6 crore against 36.5 crore last financial year, a YOY growth of 24.8%. We also had exceptional expense of 4.03 crore related to merger and acquisition and due diligence in FY25. Taking off such one-timer adjusted PAT for the FY25 stand at 48.6 crore, reflecting a growth of 33.1% YOY. Moving towards the standalone and subsidiary margin updates. India standalone margin percentage update. PAT percentage is 24.2% and EBITDA percentage is 37.3% for FY25. While 37.3% EBITDA margins are the healthy margins, but both these percentages are lower by 10.8% and 12.8% in YOY. FY24 PAT 35.1%, EBITDA was 50.1%. Downsize in the percentages is led by increase of the other expenses percentages, while employee expense percentages remain flat YOY. Other expense percentage increase is primarily due to the lower revenue impacted by the industry strike, while the other expense value is almost same in YOY, which is 23 crore versus 24 crore in the last year. This is the impact of scalability could not realize in the current financial year due to the lower demands for the offshoring, which has been offset by the uptake taken into our UK subsidiary. UK subsidiary, one of us margins, improved significantly, contributing to the console margin. PAT margin of 6.2% and EBITDA percent of 11% in H1 increased to 12.6% and 15.3% in H2. Improvement in margins are driven by higher resource utilization due to increase in order book, more offshoring work, taking the cost arbitrage advantage for IT related costs. We expect the gradual margin improvement to continue in FY26 with focus on offshoring, tech integration, phase one has been completed. Moving to the next point, we made significant improvement in the DSO at the console level, while India DSO is still high and may take time for another two quarters to revert to the pre-strike period. Our console DSO, days sales outstanding, improved remarkably to 78 days from 122 days in the last year. This was possible due to the better payment terms at UK subsidiary with premium clients of Netflix, Amazon and Sony. In total, India and UK put together, we collected 280 crores in FY25. For UK, generally, outstanding is in the level of the 30 crore, that is approximately 1 month sales. But for the March 2025, we were able to receive some large payments falling due on 2nd April within the March itself, leading to the better collection positions for the UK and the console. Moving to the India standalone. India standalone, including the intercompany, is still India standalone, including intercompany debtors, still stand at 86.5 crore, including 21 crore interco receivables. India collections are improving gradually. Collections, collecting all old dues may take time till the September 25, or partially it may spill over to the Q3 26. Important to note, India stand alone, H2 25 collection stands at 27.1 crore versus H1 collection of 22.9 crore, increase of 18%. In current year, we have already received another 18 crore in the month of April and May for India outstanding, that is almost 80% of last year H1 collection. We expect much better collection in the H1 26. Moving to the debt positions. We ended the year with the net debt of 8.4 crore compared to the cash surplus of 40.3 crore last year. Major part of the surplus was used in-house contribution for the acquisition, and rest has been utilized for increased working capital due to delayed collection for India outstanding debtors. We do foresee gradually improving position for the India as well, collecting 18 crores, as I said, in the month of April and May. But to completely recover that all the dues, it may take time till the September 25 or maybe some spillover into the Q3 26. As a significant collections by the UK subsidiary, our console updates for the cash flow. As a significant collection by the UK subsidiary, our console cash flow from the operation turned to be positive at 9.6 crore versus 28 crore negative in the last financial year, primarily due to the aged debtors on. Moving on to the next point, now I'm turning to the H2 financials performance, which underscores the momentum we have built. Revenue for the H2 stood at 228.7 crore, staggering 324% growth over the same period last year, largely driven by the integration of our UK-based subsidiary named One of Us. Our EBITDA came in 44 crore, up by 56%, with adjusted PAT for the half year stood at 36.3 crore, registering over 105% growth. Margin percentages have moderated due to the consolidation of the international operation. As we move towards more offshoring work delivered from India, console margin will gradually improve in the next FY26. With robust demand for India and UK, we expect resource utilization to be much better in FY26 for the whole year. Tech integration and tech upskilling are the major initiatives to drive India as global delivery center to contribute the control margin materially better in FY26 and onward. Moving to the next point, we delivered a strong financial performance this year, driven by the successful execution of our strategic priorities and disciplined operation. Our growth was powered by the expansion of our global footprint and seamless integration of our international acquisition. We also improved our internal efficiencies and continuously strengthening our collection process, which is also helping us to generate better cash flow and manage our working capital more effectively. This performance reaffirms your management commitment toward resilience, scalability, readiness to lead in evolving global VFX landscape. We expect next year to be a landmark year for the VFX industry as well as for us, with a steep surge in the demand after writer strike, big production houses like Netflix announced the large spend budget of $18 billion for running year of 2025. UK films and high-end TV spend reached almost to the $7 billion in 2024, giving the VFX work in the 2025. Morgan Stanley Investment Management are investing into the VFX studios first time, which is again reinforcing the industry growth potential. Tax incentive fueling the production. UK, France, Canada, Abu Dhabi, India, all the governments are giving the higher incentive to boost the VFX industry. Keeping the fingers crossed, but with the current run rate, we expect to land in the range of 450 to 500 crore by the end of FY26. It is important to note that VFX industry revenue monthly phasing is highly dependent on the production schedule, and it is not the likely pattern of a straight line. Likewise, in the IT industry, where we have the fixed monthly billing, quarterly phasing may fluctuate from the average, both upside or the downside, as and when the production schedule moves for earlier or later. Thank you very much for listening us patiently. Now I will request the operator to open the Q&A queue. Over to you, Kiran Advisory Team.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. For any follow-up questions, you may join the queue again. The first question is from the line of Shikhar from Vivo Commercial Limited. Please proceed.
Hi, so congrats on a very good set of numbers. So what kind of guidance would you like to give for FY26 in terms of revenues and PAT margins?
I will take up that question. This is Gaurav. Thank you so much, Shikhar, for your greeting. As I mentioned in my remarks, so with the current run rate, we expect to reach to the level of the 450 to 500 crore in terms of the top line. And we expect our margin also to increase gradually from the current level of the 15% PAT as we do more offshoring. At a high level, we expect the margin to improve in the range of the 2 to 3% as we are done with the tech first phase completion being done, and we have more opportunity to take work India making the global delivery center.
Got it. And what is our order book currently? Because I believe like we have executed a lot of our order book, which we had on October of 300 crores around. We might have executed around 200 crores. So what is the order book currently we have as on date?
So the order book last published was 300 crore, as you mentioned, yeah, into the end of the January 2025. If I talk about by the end of the May, we have executed successfully 55% of it, which is 165 crore. Out of this 165 crore, 110 crore, 37% was executed and accounted by the March 25 itself, which has helped us to achieve the 306 crore number. By the time I say that this all been executed, and if I talk about where do we stand as is now, we are winning the new orders, and at this point of the time, our order book stands close to 290 crores for the UK subsidiary, and a few big deals are in the pipeline, keeping the finger crossed. If that materializes, then as I mentioned, we expect FY26 may be a landmark year for the industry as well as for us. Because a lot of players, either you see the Netflix, either you see the funding, either you see the UK TV, there is a huge spend going on by all the major production houses. So we expect this order book to increase gradually.
Got it. And one question I have, for the consolidated employee cost for this half was 150 crore, and for standalone I can see a cost of 13 crores. Which means our UK subsidiary is incurring a cost of 137 crore for 6 months. So that roughly works out to be around 22-23 crore per month. So is our employee cost that high in the UK subsidiary?
To give you the understanding that both the entity means we are very cautious on managing the cost, and if you see even with the downsize in the top line, our employee cost to the revenue for India remains in the same range of close to 30%. So India employee cost is in the range of the 30%. While the employee cost is higher into the overseas, and means, as you know, that we are placed into the London and France, and you may know that cost of living is highest in the London, and the resource cost is really high. We are working towards a strategy how we can balance the required skill set versus the volume which can be delivered from the India. It's already also been done. As I said, that the technology phase one has been completed. Few offshoring work already started. We had bigger pie of the offshoring in this financial year compared to the previous year. Having said that, there is a huge scope to increase. If I talk about now, even now, with the surge in the demand, we have close to 350 headcounts in our UK subsidiary. So currently our focus is to make sure that the delivery goes on schedule, because that's the first priority from all the production houses. Over a period, we will work on this to streamline more offshoring work.
Okay, got it. And how much of this is... permanent employees and how much is contractual out of this? If you can give me a split between the 150 crores, like how much of it was from employees on payroll and how much is from contractual work which we are...
So I will answer this into the two part. As far as the India is concerned, our majority of the workforce remain on the employment, barring the few contractual freelancer when the demand surge, we need to onboard them for the entry. Coming to the UK, I think it's a mixed culture in there. So we may have in ballpark, I'm not sure of 100% of the number, but in my ballpark, close to 20-25% can be on the contractual, rest will be on the employment. Maybe Bala can add something to that. So Bala, what's the number?
Yeah, usually the core team will be on a permanent contract, and likewise, we do have a junior to mid-level artists on a contract basis. Very much the numbers which Gaurav mentioned would be on contract, where whenever there is a demand in surge, we used to have contracted. And moving forward, that is our plan, where whenever there is a demand in surge and likewise where there is a need to increase more contractors, the work would be shared between India and the UK. And moving forward, that is where we would develop. And due to the sales pipeline surge that we see in the future, we will have more work that would be shared between India and UK. And to add to what Gaurav previously mentioned, the first phase of the synergy is completed, in the sense we do have some part of work that is being collaboratively done now. And moving forward, we have recently worked out a technical integration, which means our artists from India would connect directly to the cloud missions in London, so which will allow the lesser hassle in terms of sharing files and work share between India and London, which would be more seamless. Our artists would be working on the missions just like how the London team would work from the London workstation. So, which would really enable more of these work can be seamlessly done from India moving forward in the future.
Got it, got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Shikhar.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishil Marfatia from Marfatia Stockbroking. Please proceed.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon and congratulations on the excellent number, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Marfatia.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah, how are you? So, excellent number, sir. Sir, I have a few questions that looking at the balance sheet, the debtor outstanding was 77 crores on the consolidated basis. Can you give light on what were the outstanding more than 6 months out of this, and the collection amount after the March period in April, May, you have recovered, and the expected recovery we expect till the first results are declared by September?
So, to answer your question, Mr. Mahapatiya, the number stands close to 47-48 crore, which is more than the 6 months debtor receivable. Having said that, as I heads up in my commentary, we do have our collection started coming more from the H2. If I compare my H1 versus H2 collection, so H2 collection is approximately 18% more than the H1 collection in total for the India, 27 crore versus 23 crore in the H1. Now, if I talk about my running current 2 months in the April and May, 2 months itself, we have achieved 80% of the H1 collection. So we already received close to 18 crore in the first 2 months. So because now the demand is surging, so how the studio is reacting, once they start delivering, they get collecting the money, the channel is churning, the wheel is moving, and it is turning back to the older one. Having said that, I think it may still take some time to collect all the old. It may happen even earlier, given the guidance that it should be collected by the end of September. But seeing the first two momentum, we are more optimistic than earlier, keeping the finger crossed.
Right, sir. Right, sir. So that's good, sir. And sir, another thing, the margins on standalone by 35%, it was the same as to last year. One of us margins have improved significantly from first half to second half. Can you give projections? What will the margin for the current year for the domestic as well as standalone as well as one of us margins, sir?
Sure. So if I talk about the standalone, so if you see the standalone margin for the full year is standing at 24.2% versus 35.1% in the last financial year. Now, it's worthwhile to note that this margin is not because of any increase in the cost. If you see the percentages of the different components, our employees' cost is still in the range of the 30%. This 10% dip into the PAT is entirely coming from the other expenses bucket. If you compare the other expenses bucket, that absolute value is the same across both the years. It is in the range of 23 crore, 24 crore in the last year as well as this year. But when we see as a percentage of the revenue, it will show the higher percentage of the expenses because revenue is at the level of the 74, 75 crore compared to the last year of the 106 crore. So other expenses carry large part of the fixed cost, either the IT cost, either the facility cost, either those kind of the costs. So largely, those remain the you have to bear that for this kind of the interim period. Maybe in the coming H1, and that as we see that the demand surging up, we should be able to achieve the earlier margins for the India level. Coming to the one-off, one of us has shown a significant increase into the PAT percentage. PAT percentage for the H1 is standard 6.2%, which has gone to the level of the 11% PAT and close to 15% EBITDA, which is a result of more offshoring work which has happened because of the technical integration. We are doing the cost arbitrage. There are a lot of IT costs which can be managed from India, which are at the more competitive rates in the domestic market than the international market. So these kind of the initiative already been started. Now our resources, there are Roto and Prep and Paint, where majority of the work has already been transferred, which is happening. But because this has happened gradually across the year, full benefit might not have reflected. While we look at the 6% becoming the 11% is a significant increase in a 6-month period. In the
right.
Coming year, we further improve as the offshoring goes increase. But our current focus is on the timely delivery of the demand. As I said, that we have delivered close to 55% of the order book of 300 crore. So the current focus is to ensure the customer experience level remain intact, not to focus on the cost saving. Wherever the low-hanging fruit that has already been materialized, we will take that next level gradually in the FY26.
Right, sir. Right. And sir, any guidance for the current year top line, bottom line, sir, if you can share it?
I will say with the current run rate, we should be landing close to 450 to 500 crore in terms of the top line. And actually, we are investing into the people. We had some senior hiring into the sales team as well as into the ops team who are the industry veterans, who should be able to propel the sales engine more steeper. With the current run rate, we expect to reach 450 to 500 range. And as I said, our margins depend upon the more offshoring work, which we expect to improve 1.5% to 2% comfortably. And if we are able to materialize that the next level of that technology upgradation which is going on, it may go a little further as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. And thank you for the great results, Gaurav sir, Bala sir, and everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Bhavati.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. In order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. For any follow-up questions, you may join the queue. The next question is from the line of Viraj from MoneyGrow. Please proceed.
Hi, Bala, Yoga, Gaurav, fantastic results and congratulations on the great deck. I wanted to check for the UK consolidation in FY25. Have you consolidated for 6 months of the year, including for employee costs, or is this a full year consolidation?
I will take up that question, Mr. Viraj. Thank you so much for your words. The consolidation happened by the end of the July. So technically, FY25 carry 8 months of the financial of the acquired entity as per the accounting standard from the other until March.
Understood. So now, are you fully staffed for a 500 crore top line? I mean, given the employee cost massive jump, can you achieve this 450, 500 crore top line similar to lower employee cost expenses?
Employee increase has already happened, Mr. Viraj, as I mentioned, that the focus, the expectation at this point is which VFX can deliver on time with the quality. If I talk about by the time we acquired our UK subsidiary, one of us, they were into the range of close to 290 to 300 range. With the surge in the demand, they currently stand at the 350 headcount. Similar thing has happened into the India. India headcount has also increased by close to 15 to 20% to deliver higher volumes. And in India, it is more happening not only into the employee, we have also networking freelancer and the contractor, which cost goes into the other expenses. So those has also been close to 10% has been onboarded. So we are well equipped, but as the demand goes, that there will be further increase into the workforce to meet the demand.
Understood. So if you were to deliver this 450 to 500 crore top line with limited increase in the employee benefits expense, given that most of the employees have been hired, including UK integrated, you should start to see meaningful operating leverage play out at the PAT level, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And to add to what Mr. Gaurav mentioned, we have also worked on with our leadership levels as well. We have recently hired some of the key members into our team, that is Aero Studio in India, and likewise, we recently hired a general manager for UK operation called Sal Murthy. And likewise, he comes from a very high level background. For last 15 years, he has worked more towards integrating UK and India pipeline in the last 15 years. He has very vast experience in that operational level. And likewise, we've been working towards various other processes as well, so through which we will have more collaboration between India and UK, and likewise, we'll have more growth in both these locations as well, where across projects where we will be able to work with more demand coming in place.
Just to add on the Bala point, Mr. Viraj, if you see that our acquired UK subsidiary PAT, which is stand at the 6.2% in the H1, that has gone to the 11%, which is the result of the three factors I mentioned. So if I talk about our entire workforce, it can be split into the three parts, and the mass headcount lies into something called rotoscopy and cap and pin. These are the capability already existing with us, and a large part of that has already been moved to the India. Now for this tool stream, we stand close to 85%, which is delivered from India, and maybe 10 to 15 supervisor remain from there. Coming to the other stream, the compositions which require some tech upskilling as well as the technological integration. Those are in the pipelines, and as the tech integration happen, as the tech upskilling happen, those roles will also move. In spite of those role movement, there is some surge has happened into the UK. As I said, there's a 40% increase, an unprecedented increase in our order book, which has happened for the period from the November to Jan, and delivering 165 crore in a period short span of the 5 to 6 months. We have hired few people in the UK as well. So we do have the opportunities to do more offshoring and to improve the margin. That's the focus for FY26.
Understood. If I may ask one more question and then I'll come back.
Sure.
What was the consideration we paid for the one of us buy? That was a primary infusion into that business, and what has been the payback so far?
I think payback been so good. So if I talk about, if you see our cash flow, so cash flow reflects that on a net, it has gone kind of a 32, 33 crore, which has gone, and we, that's a net off of the cash lying with the acquired entity. On gross value, we paid a sum of close to 42 crores for that, and that's the amount reflecting in the financial as part of the goodwill as well. In terms of the payback, if you see that our console versus this, so it, I think I haven't calculated that number, but I'm sure that will be over the 30%. We haven't calculated that number. Maybe I can come back to you on that.
So just so I understand, we paid 42 crores of primary infusion into one of us. That was our consideration. And how much has one of us generated in EBITDA in FY25 for us?
Yeah, so I think it's 11. So if you take 228 crore, that will be, I think, 18 out of our total 45.
Okay, so it should be less than a 2-year payback is the bottom line.
Likewise. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All the very best. I'll come back.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sahil Raj from Samdarya Capital Ventures. Please proceed.
Yes, am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello.
Yes, sir,
yes,
you are audible.
Go ahead for your question.
Sir, I have one small cater to quarterly updates going into the 26. One page summary.
Sorry to cut you. Your voice is very feeble. Can you please avoid if you are using any headset or speaker? So then we can hear you properly.
Is it better now?
Much better, please. Go ahead. Thank you.
Sir, I wanted to have one request. Can we cater to quarterly updates going today? Is that a problem?
We are working towards that, Mr. Vanil. We are a SME, so technically we are supposed to be the 6 months period, half yearly result. We are working towards that. We are exploring and evaluating that how we can move towards that.
Mr. Sahil,
hello.
Your voice is cracking.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
I wanted to say that with the kind of volatility in the VFX space, but still, Basilica has done very well. So, because of that, I only asked for this request.
No, absolutely with you. As I said, that we, as a from management perspective, also we are exploring and evaluating that how to move toward that. But we are taking the step by step journey. So, very soon we will update you on that aspect.
And any plans for fundraise this year, sir?
I wouldn't say anything immediately, but means as the opportunity comes, we are always exploring that the right balance of the investment versus fundraising.
All right, sir. That was my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinal, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. A very good afternoon. Congratulations for the results. So I have a few questions. The first one being, so are we looking for any future acquisition like one of us in the coming financial years anytime soon?
Good afternoon. And in terms of future acquisition, we are not actively looking into anything as such. But if there is any value that comes in, if there is any proposition of any partnership that comes in with any attractive value asset, one of them, we would be looking forward to.
So maybe just to add what Bala means, that might not be anything being identified and already clogged, but as a growth strategy, we always look forward for further expansion with the right valuation. So that remains a strategy, but as Bala mentioned, that nothing on the table at this point of the time, but management always look forward for the inorganic growth.
Okay, all the best for the same. And I wanted to ask, can you just, I was going through the balance sheet, can you explain me the amount of goodwill that is there in the balance sheet? Can you like just give the breakup or explain about the amount of goodwill in that?
That's typically the accounting. That's whatever you know, that the goodwill accounting, that whatever is the net worth versus whatever you pay. So that's been calculated likewise. So that's the visibility I can share for that.
Okay, got it. And like giving the operating cash flow expected in current financial year and the debtor days for one of us India separately, can you give us for both of them the debtor days and about the cash flow individually, standalone?
Absolutely. So as I said, we started the year with the good collection for the first 2 months, keeping the finger crossed. If it goes as per the expected schedule, then it might be much better position, but we are expecting that all the collections to happen by the end of the September or may spill over in the next quarter for the India. As far as that our foreign subsidiaries concern, as I said, that they deal with the premium client of the Netflix, Amazon, Sony, where sometimes they pay even before the due date. As I said, we were great for the customer support that we were able to get March collection within the March itself, which was falling due on the 1st or 2nd April. So that really helped to uplift the operating cash flow and managing the debtors. But as far as larger part concern, UK, those are always on the track, and we have a credit terms of close to 30 days. So those all payments come on the time.
Okay, got it. And can we see the ROC and ROE improving in the next financial year?
So that depends upon that the PAT and all. What I have given you the guidance that we expect the margin, as we will be able to do more offshoring work. So that should increase gradually. We have captured that the current ROE and that in our investor deck as well. So as we talk for the FY25, our ROE stand at the 28%, which is in my mind good ROE from the industry perspective, and ROCE stand at the 23%, which was even higher with the earlier year. Now with the more capital infusion and having a onshore entity, so it stands currently at 28%, which is in my financial acumen is a very good percentage.
So if we expect the top line to go 450 to 500 as we are expecting, what can be the ROC and ROE if we achieve the expected numbers?
We haven't worked out that. Maybe we can share offline once we worked out. We are working on the next year detailed plan. Once we worked out the detailed plan, probably we can talk in the next discussion.
Okay. Got it. That was all from my side. All the very best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Yash from Vivo Commercial. Please proceed.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Yash, please go ahead.
Congratulations for good set of number. I have two questions. Basically, I want to know about the current industry situations and the outlook, if you give any guidance about that. And second is, I want to know that you are saying we will have a shift of work from UK to India. So how, what will be the cost benefit of that?
Thank you, Mr. Yash. And to answer your question, the industry itself was going through a tough situation through last 2024 finance calendar year of 2024. And through that, our plan is to invest into one of us, and that really worked out really well based upon the kind of proposition, because our industry less work going around, and likewise the overseas companies working on lesser cost, heavy discounted rates, and likewise the work coming to India became much lesser. So with overall synergy between us and one of us, we really made sure that it really worked out well with the cost efficiency which is taken care by India, and likewise with the kind of delivery that can be done from one of us, it increased rapidly because of the talent with India and likewise in UK. So which really enabled us to navigate the situation really well through the last year. And likewise, moving forward, I think that is another next question is what's the plan for us in 2026.
Okay. And next, our work shift from UK to India, cost benefit regarding that.
Sure. Yeah, as in we mentioned earlier as well about the technical integration which we recently worked out, and in the last six months we've been working predominantly with the file transfer between London and India, which only enabled us to work on 13 streams, that is with the 2D departments where we were able to work on, and other disciplines where we had this difficulty in transferring the work between UK and India. But now with the technical integration in place, which would enable more work, either be compositing or CG, as in between London and India, because our artists from India are now remotely logging into the cloud, the machines in London through cloud workflow, through which it is more seamless now. And also we have our London-based VFX supervisor sit out of India as well, which will enable more of these transfers as well between London and India. And we are not only focusing towards the collaboration or else offshoring work between London and India alone, but we are also trying to develop and grow the organization as a whole. Currently, we are very much working on projects between 3 million to 5 million pounds at this point in time. But our future goal is to ensure to become a larger VFX studio, to take up on projects in terms of more than 10 million to 15 million dollar and pound kind of project to work on. And that is our future goal, for which now we have talent and credibility in market. What we will have to develop for that is scale in terms of infrastructure, and also hire some key talent who would enable and deliver the project as a leadership role into bigger VFX tool, the bigger production network. So that would be our plan moving forward, apart from the work shift between India and UK.
Okay. Thank you very much. I will stay in queue.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Devendra, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I have some service understanding minority interest in your balance sheet. Can you please shed some light on the same? Is it a one-off thing that happened, or is it like ongoing thing that you will receive?
Yeah, so can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Thank you for the question. So, minority interest belongs to what we have the shareholding into the one of us. So, and also in our Canada entity also, we have a holding close to 90%. So, minority interest is a mix of both. So, that's how the minority interest is reflected in there.
Sorry, sir, I didn't get it correctly. Can you please come again?
I'm saying minority interest, as you rightly interpreted it, is reflecting that our pattern of the shareholding. So we hold close to 70% stake into the one of us. So balance will reflect the minority interest.
Okay. So it will be on an ongoing basis, you will receive some profit sharing from those, right?
Yeah, so 70% remain there, and for that the future, there is a defined strategy over a period. So as it moves, then accordingly the percentage will get updated.
Okay, sir. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is a follow-up question from the line of Viraj from MoneyGrow. Please proceed.
Hi, Gaurav. We've talked about UK and France and Canada tax benefits, but has the Indian government given any tax benefits, and are they already accruing to us?
Bala, you want to take that question?
Yeah, sure. In terms of tax benefit that is available from India, for example, in the UK and Canada and other countries, the tax benefit goes to the content producers directly. So whenever content producers invest open, X amount of money, the 30% or 40% goes back to the content producer. But in India case, where any overseas work that would be taken from India will have to be incentivized directly by the VFX studio who would be working on that project. So we are reaching out to the agencies and trying to ensure that maybe this is actually very early stage in India. So we've been working with the agencies as well on trying to understand how this works and maybe would get materialized for a period of time. As in,
What is the nature of the tax benefit in India? I mean, how much, what percentage of what value? What is the nature of the incentive?
Yeah, so Mr. Viraj, if I can add to the Bala's point. So the nature of the incentive is depending upon what the producer is spending the money on the land of the country, government gives them cash back. So you have to show the proof of spending. You have to submit all the documents.
Once it has been and what is the percent of this cash back? Let's say it's a 100 rupee order, 30% in the land.
It varies from country to country and it goes as high as to the 40% depending upon the France, depending upon the London and different country, and it has the various components. When I say the various components, there is a tax incentive on the production expenditure done, then there is an additional tax incentive on the VFX specific work being done. So the overall benefit will be a combination of that. But to give you the sense, it ranges in the range of the 30 to 40%.
So if one of us were to have a 200 rupee order, just as an example, out of the UK, 100 of which is actually produced in India, you would get 30 rupees back. Is that the right understanding?
I will not say. So first of all, to be clear, the benefit will not be to the one of us. Benefit will be to
India.
No, he's asking about India-based incentives.
Sorry?
Correct.
Talk about India-based incentives. So, say one of us wins an order in the UK for 200 rupees, out of which 100 rupees is executed in the UK, which is eligible for UK benefit. 100 rupees is executed by Basilic India. On the 100 rupees executed on Basilic India, how much would we get back? 30 rupees?
Yeah, so I think India is also 30%, right?
India is 30%.
So on a percentage term, the percentage term for the India is standard of 30%, but it has a max cap ceiling. It's not like whatever.
And have these benefits started to flow from the government or it's still being ironed out?
We haven't claimed anything till so far in the FY25, so we are exploring because there are a lot of regulations and a lot of compliances around it. Maybe we are keen to explore this in the current financial year.
And you can claim it in the current financial year for 25 also?
As I said, we are evaluating the legal aspects around the India one, so probably we are yet to unfold the full.
Okay, thank you. All the very best in your journey. It looks like you're well positioned.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jinil, an individual investor. Please proceed.
Am I audible?
Please go ahead. We can hear you.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask one thing. Can we expect the Indian business to scale up this year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a plan. As we speak that we are looking towards more offshoring business. Last year was the exceptional year where the demand goes. So you see how the business works. So whenever there is a demand comes by the production houses, it will first be filled up with the foreign studios. That's where our one of us is getting the first piece of the pie. and similarly the other studio. Once their capacity has been pulled up, then the work will start coming to the India, which already happened in the our Jan to March quarter as well. So Jan, if I give you the flavor, Jan to March revenue of the India was almost 1.6 to 1.7x of the average of the preceding quarter. So there was already a surge, but as I said that the VFX industry work schedule is not like the IT, which is NUT, which goes on a straight line. So we had a big surge into the last quarter. After that, we are on the run rate. Now it can move up or down depending upon the production schedule.
Okay, got it. So all the very best for the same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Kotharo. Please proceed. Hello, Mr. Deepak. Hello, Mr. Deepak.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mr. Deepak, please go ahead.
So my question was regarding the Indian numbers. So in the standalone, we have not seen any increase in growth. So is it like that we are taking the all the UK subsidiary work also from the Indian employees, and so that we are not shown the growth in the standalone numbers, or how is it like it can help you understand?
So if I may take up that question, Mr. Deepak, so we are not untouched with the industry impact. So as we said, there was a long writer strike which has impacted anyone and everyone. That's the reason that overall FY25 number is lower than the FY24. But it's important to note that the last quarter numbers were much better than the previous three quarter number, which reflects the demand being cascaded to the India. Now, it may not cascade to the extent as it is happening overseas, because first, any studio, they will fill up their own capacity. We expect this demand to surge more for the India in the coming quarter.
And sir, my one more question, thank you for asking that, sir. And my one more question was, sir, in the last phone call, we told like in the whatever operations we are doing outside India, so we are planning to move significant portion of that to India to do some kind of cost saving. So how much percentage of that work is already done, and how much we expect in FY26?
It's a mix of multiple factors. If I talk about that the cost savings, so as I said, that the difference is quite large of the expenses in India versus expenses in UK, which goes to the extent from the 5x to the 7x, depending upon the different category of the employees. Now, having said that, when we did this cost saving will not reflect the full year potential because it happens gradually in the last year. So we have some cost saving happen, which was also been impacted with the offsetting factor, such as like we have that the expats sitting in the India doing more transition work. We have invested into the technology. So there are offsetting factor. I would say in a nutshell, all taking on and off, it's slightly better. It's not a very material amount. We expect this to come materially in the FY26 when we see the full year cost saving impact, which will be, should be the significant. As I said, we expect our top overall console margin to go by 1.5 to 2% comfortably, and it may go even higher if the technology upgradation happen more quicker than expected.
Thank you, sir. But the question was, here, sir, like in the before, like we were doing the acquisition, our margins were even more higher. So, from FY24 to whatever you are guiding for FY26, the margins are going lower.
No, so I think I mentioned that you are talking about, we should see from the two perspective, Mr. Deepak, that India margins last year were only offshoring business. If you compare last year margin, which is the 34% PAT, 35% PAT, if you compare that with the current, we stand at the 24% PAT. So the 10% swing which has come into the India offshoring business, that is primarily because your other expenses are of a fixed nature. So other expenses remain into the level of 23-24 crore both the year. But when the top line is down, your fixed expense will reflect a higher percentage. That's where the 10% has increased. Once the demand comes up, then there is no additional expenditure. That's what I'm trying to make clear here, that the expenditure are at the normal level, but because of the top line down, the percentages have come down.
So one last question regarding the industry. Just to know that, you know, a lot of companies like, you know, Samsung and other companies, Digico and others, go into similar category. You know, they everyone had the concern about receivables, but our receivables have been really good. So what do you suggest about the industry? Is the receivable thing is for of the past, like now the clients are paying better? From the FY25, I think everyone was facing problems. How is the situation now for the industry?
Absolutely, from our perspective, we do foresee a quite positive momentum coming up in there. So as I mentioned, that our H2 collections are approximately 20% better than the H1 collection. Our April and May collection is approximately 80% of the H1 collection of the last year. So we do foresee quite positive momentum, but it varies for every player differently. Means it depends upon your who your customer are, how your things are. So I think, but it's much better than the earlier in a nutshell for all.
Yes. 2024 has been a difficult time for everyone in this industry, and 2025 things are getting better, and we could see a lot of productions as well. We updated quite recently. A lot of productions, numbers have tripled from the last year in the first quarter of 2025 alone in terms of production. So which really shows up in terms of clients paying as well as in terms of other things as well in the industry.
So what will be the average receivables we can expect in this year, sir, like 90 days or 120 days for the new things what we are doing, for the new orders what we are completing? So it can be 90 days or 120 days, like what can we work with?
We expect at the console level, we expected on the lower side, Mr. Deepak, because as I said that if you see our current revenue, our current composition is kind of FY25 standalone versus console, it's 25%, 75%, which means kind of a 3/4 revenue from the acquired entity. And their payment terms are only 30 days. And as you see that the March position was even better for the early receipt of the March dues. So on a console level, I think it should be within the range of the 60 days as we move forward.
Okay. So then we won't be requiring much funds, right? Because for 500 crores, for 60 days would be just like, we'll be requiring just 100 crores, right? So that much dependent on the internal activities, right? So you might not need funds for the current working capital requirements, right?
There are two parts to this. Definitely, we might not require a huge amount for the working capital, while there could be some requirement to it by the time we get regularized. And as we expand, as we increase, we always need to keep some buffer. You might not be good at all the time. Sometimes even the good customer takes some time. So you always need some cushion, some buffer as you scale up. And that could be the way forward. But definitely not a huge amount, I would say, for working capital. But we are actively looking out for the next phase of the acquisition and also probably for that it may be required.
Sure. And one request I have, as other investors also gave, if you can also, now we have become a big company with more than 1,000 employees kind of thing. So if you can post quarterly numbers, it would be very, very helpful for the investment community to take a good investment decision on your company. Otherwise, 6 months become too late to understand what's wrong with the industry. So this will be really helpful. So we request you to please try to do the quarterly one first. Thank you.
Your point taken, Mr. Deepak, with a very serious note. As I said, that we were already internally evaluating this. Very soon, we should be able to give more update on this.
Thank you.
Thank you. Due to time constraints, that was the last question. I would now hand the conference over to Ms. Channi for the closing comments. Over to you, ma'am.
Yes, thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Business Life Studio Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference. Thank you, Bala sir. Thank you, Yoga ma'am. Thank you, Gaurav sir. Thank you, Swati.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.